The Environmental Protection Agency and health officials in New Jersey are sending assurances that the drinking water supply is not threatened by an oil spill on the Delaware River. But a nuclear power plant in southern New Jersey is shutting down today to avoid taking the oil into its cooling system. The Coast Guard is trying to find out what caused a tanker to spill thousands of gallons of crude near Paulsboro, New Jersey, last week. NPR's Allison Aubrey traveled to the scene and has a report on the cleanup.
The seawall that protects Paulsboro, New Jersey from the high tide swells of the Delaware River is covered in a mass of black crude. Town resident Megan Davis says normally the jetty is a perch for migrating geese and other waterfowl, but today there's just oil. It's the bottom of the barrel kind used to make asphalt. It sticks to your feet like bubblegum.
It's everywhere. It's thick, gooey, tar-type oil. And you can smell it. It has quite an odor to it. And as the tide comes up, you know, the odor would be a lot stronger.
And is this the worst you remember? I know there have been other spills on the Delaware.
No, this is absolutely the worst.
Initial estimates put this spill of Venezuelan crude at 40,000 gallons, but authorities now say the tanker may have lost 10 times that amount. So though it pales in comparison to the infamous Exxon Valdez, this spill may be the worst in the Delaware River's history. Right now, an accurate assessment is impossible. The wrecked tanker, which is tied to an abandoned terminal dock, is listing so much that it's thrown off the gauges that usually tell how much oil is left on board. Officials surveying the river by air say the spill has spread oil to about 70 miles of shoreline in New Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. Emergency responders have placed protective floating booms at the mouth of the river's tributaries, hoping to stave off more damage. But in many cases, the heavy globs of oil have penetrated through. John Begley is one of nearly 600 cleanup workers hired this week.
We've basically been picking up oil, getting it out of the water, soaking it up and cleaning up.
Yeah, what have you been seeing out there? Are things pretty heavily coated?
Yeah, it's 3-4 inches of cake. It's real thick.
Begley stands with his co-worker, John Asquith. They wear yellow hazmat suits and carry rakes and plastic bags.
What's the most surprising thing you've seen?
Dead animals. A dead goose yesterday.
The loss of birds is a big concern for the region's environmentalist. Maya Van Rosem of the Delaware Riverkeepers says the polluted tributaries will turn back recent progress on the protection of wildlife habitat. Particularly worrisome, she says, are two pairs of bald eagles that have been badly oiled.
They have not been able to be captured as of this time. They've got too much strength. But what that means is that they are out there in the world preening themselves, trying to clean the oil from their feathers, and therefore they're ingesting that oil and poisoning them from the inside out.
The Delaware River reopened for limited tanker traffic on Wednesday. Paulsboro, New Jersey's town administrator, John Salvatore, says it's important to keep commerce going.
This is an oil hub, the United States. We have, six oil refineries within a few miles of each other. So we're used to all of this. It's just a shame when you have a spill like this. And what worries me is the fact that they still don't know what caused it.
But there are several theories about what caused the gash in the hull of the wrecked oil tanker. The going explanation is that the vessel was gouged by an old ship propeller believed to be lodged on the river bottom. Delaware Riverkeeper Maya Van Rosem says this accident may well have been prevented if the tanker had had a protective second hull. Federal laws passed after the Exxon Valdez spill required the replacement of single-hulled vessels, but not until the year 2010.
We want some additional regulations that will prevent single-hulled tankers from coming up this river anymore as soon as possible. We don't want to wait till 2010 or later.
The operator of the tanker, a company called Saco's Energy Navigation Limited, is bound by law to pay for the cleanup of its spill, but federal legislation caps their liability to $40 million. After touring the spill site this week, New Jersey Senators Frank Lautenberg and John Corzine say they will push for new rules to eliminate that cap, particularly for spills from single-hulled tankers. Ellis Norbury, NPR News.